You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pete Lesprance. Tonight, folks, the two crazy guys from California have returned as our guests.
Oh!
I'm Bart.
And I'm Mike.
And we're back. Tonight, folks, we're going to be talking about the new newspaper, Veritas.
And we're also here to answer any questions regarding the newspaper, whether you want to submit an article or talk about any advertising spaces.
We're going to be taking calls later on this evening, so think of your ideas, write them down, and we'll be opening up the phones later on this evening. Folks, the newspaper is in all essence, it is done, and it will be mailed out in a couple days. You should be receiving your issues by the end of the week, or by the weekend.
People, your issues are on the way. This is the first time we've done this, so we do need that extra time, but the newspaper is done.
We apologize for any of the delay. Well, I know that we stated March 1st. We had a lot of equipment problems, computers, printers, a lot of problems like that, but we've pretty much got them solved, and we've got a new computer that's on the way that's going to be helping us out, be a lot faster and work to our advantage to make you a beautiful paper. This paper is incredible, and I think you're really going to like what you're going to see. It's probably going to blow you away.
Originally, we had an 8-page newspaper, but now it's a 12-page newspaper. We welcome any columns submitted to us. We do promise equal consideration. Just remember to include a self-address, stamped manila envelope, in case we do accept your column.
Remember, folks, we will be accepting columns for people who want to write in and write articles or columns for the newspaper. Research any ideas or materials that are pertinent to our field. Make sure, though, that everything is documented. You list your sources, prove everything. We're not going to take any rumors. We're not going to take anything that's not factual. We're not going to take opinions that have no basis in fact. We will be reviewing any submissions to the Veritas newspaper with equal consideration. Like we previously stated, we're not going to be biased. Make sure, if you are going to send any articles in to us, that they're either done on computer using the WordPerfect Microsoft Word for AmiPro word processing programs on a 3.5-inch floppy disk. If you want that disk back, include a self-addressed stamped envelope or double envelope for its return. We'll also take submissions that will be sent to us on original copy, no faxes. The faxes don't come out well. Original copy, double space and typewritten with all your information. If you want that back, also a large manila envelope, like a 9x12 size, self-addressed and stamped with postage for whatever weight of the material that's going to be sent in.
We will never change the meaning and the intent of those columns, but we shall make the necessary grammar and punctuation corrections.
Right. There's going to be minor editing done to the articles if they need any, like we said, punctuation, grammar. But if we have a problem with what the position of the article is or where it seems to be heading or what it's insinuating, if there is going to be any changes that we think should be done to the article, we will contact the author first and discuss it with them, and we'll go from there. But we will not just arbitrarily edit and change any one of your articles that you submit to the paper. Like I said, we welcome any and all articles, and they will be reviewed unbiasedly.
We are also accepting advertisement spaces, so if you are interested, please send your name and address, and we will send you a rate card.
We will be accepting display advertisements ranging from very small, like 16th size page or 4x4 inches or even business card size, all the way up to full page advertising. We will also be having classified advertisements. Classified advertisements will be pretty much, I think it's $20 for three lines.
For that issue?
For each issue. The display ads, if you are interested, we will be glad to send you out a rate card or fax one to you. Please drop us a line, give us a call, write us with your name and organization if you have one, and we'll be happy to get that out to you.
And we reserve the right to refuse any type of advertisement.
That's something that we have to place in there just to cover our end. I'm sure you understand that. We're definitely not going to place anything that
falls under the line of racist, extremist,
unconstitutional, anything that goes against unconstitutional, even stuff that would be probably considered in bad taste. We are reserving our right.
We want to broaden your mind, so we're not going to limit you to any one of these particular items.
This newspaper is going to be a newspaper. This is not a militia tabloid. This is not a militia newsletter. This is not an anti-government or a one-tracked, narrow-minded paper. This is a newspaper covering all types of subjects.
And what we do present is the facts, and we do document that. That's what's going to make us different from the rest of the other newspapers.
Folks, if you're looking for research, if you are a researcher, you're going to love this. Everything that we have in the paper is fully documented. Footnotes, you can check everything. It's what I think the people out there have been looking for. This is not rumors. This is not lies. This is not what you're going to get in the establishment media or what you've been getting. This is definitely going to be something that's going to make history. We're making history right now. This paper is going to shake the foundations of the establishment media. We're going to break through and run with the ball.
Please don't miss the first issue. You're going to see why we expanded to a 12-page newspaper.
And remember, folks, this is our first time at publishing, first time at doing a newspaper, but I can guarantee you it's way better than you think it's going to be. This paper is going to do nothing but go sky high. It's going to improve. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. This is just the very beginning. This is the infancy stages. Display advertising. Anyone who wants to advertise their products or services, right now we're offering ground floor opportunity for people to help us out in this time because we are in our infant stages of our business, that we'll be giving a 10% advertising rate cut. discount, 10% discount for any advertisers who get in on the ground floor in this initial stages to help us out. And we'll probably be offering that for a six-month term. It's still negotiable, but that's pretty much what we're going to be doing. This paper is going to be big. We're expecting it to rival the Spotlight, actually get bigger than the Spotlight in a matter of a few months. Our initial run is going to be 2,000 copies for this first run, and it will never fall below 2,000.
And also for you people out there interested in distributing our newspaper, we also have information on that.
Yes, anyone who currently markets products at gun shows, constitutional conventions, state citizenship organizations, anything you can think of, we are offering distributorships for the newspaper. You can contact us here.
The discount is going to be a 40% discount off the cover price.
Right. Each issue will be a $3. It's a $3 cover price for per each issue. Distributors will be getting it at a 40% discount. There will be a small minimum of number of issues that will be needed to be ordered at one time. You will then have the right to resell the issues at full cover price and make a profit. Like I said, if you like information on that, please call me. My name is Bart, B-A-R-T, at 602-337-2562. That's 602-337-2562 for information on distributorship. This is to be for individuals as well as organizations. Let your creative juices flow as far as where you want to market this paper. Of course, you can sell this paper to your friends and family. We're also offering to just the regular subscriber our SRP, or Subscription Referral Program. The Subscription Referral Program will work in this following fashion. If you are a current subscriber, you have the right to sell a subscription to another friend or family member or whoever, and make money at the same time while you're referring and helping us spread this newspaper and information out to the public.
What happens is you spend $40 for that subscription and you pocket the remaining $10.
$50 is what the subscription rate is for 24 issues of Veritas. And remember, folks, that the issues are going to get bigger. They're going to get even filled with a lot more information. The information is always going to be good. It's going to knock your socks off. This is an incredible paper. $50 for 24 issues of the Veritas newspaper. When you refer someone else, as long as you're a current subscriber, and we check the database to make sure that you are a current subscriber, you send us your name and information, along with the new subscriber's name and information, as far as address, along with $40, you pocket the $10 of the $50. That's a 20% savings or a 20% profit for you from the $50 subscription fee. This is what we're offering to the public and our subscribers to as reward to helping us spread the word, get the information out there, turn more sheeple into people. We'll be taking phone calls now at 602-337-2524 for any questions regarding the newspaper. Feel free to ask us what you envision the paper or what any questions you may not be clear on as far as what the paper will contain or what position it will take. Or any other questions about the newspaper.
Again, that's any type of questions, whether you want to submit a column, an advertisement, or a classified ad.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question now. I have negatives, and I have actual photos of some tanks, look like Army tanks. I don't know what kind they are. And I'm not interested in making any money off this unless someone is making money on it, but themselves. But I'd like someone to look at the photos and tell me, someone who's been in the military, if they're what kind of tanks they are, and you know, what their origin are. And I'm wondering, does Veritas know anybody that could do that?
To tell you the truth, I can't answer that question wholeheartedly.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to be one to refer you to somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's really something that you're probably going to have to do on your own. If you'd like to submit the photos and information where you took the photos, what date, what time,
uh-huh.
The location, and we'd be happy to take a look at that and maybe even use it in the paper. But as far as the information is, looking for an information source as to what tanks they were or what models or anything like that, I can't help you there.
Uh-huh. Okay, but maybe if they were in the paper, someone who saw it, maybe if you guys got a letter to the editor section or anything on it?
We will have a letter to the editor section, yes.
That way someone who saw the photos could respond to them, you know. Like I said, I got the negatives in the photos, you know, so if they want to look at them, they can.
Yes, just go ahead and send it right to us.
Put it attention to the editors, Veritas
uh-huh.
newspaper
uh-huh.
at Post Office Box 3390,
uh-huh.
St. John's, Arizona,
uh-huh.
85936.
Okay, and just put Veritas or...
Right, Veritas newspaper,
uh-huh.
attention editors.
Uh-huh.
And we will go ahead and take a look at that. If it's something that we can use or that we think would be valuable to the public, we will go and use it. There's no guarantee that we'll be using any of the articles or any of the photos that people will be submitting,
uh-huh.
But everything will be taken into consideration and be reviewed.
Uh-huh.
Of course, everything has to go along with what type of columns will be done and what kind of articles will be done for that issue of the paper.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we'll be doing just like anyone else. If we do run articles, if we place photos, and people have a comment or have information regarding that, and they write us a letter,
uh-huh.
and we will, if it's something that would be very useful to the public or the general subscribers, we will probably place that, print that letter in the section of the letter section.
Okay. Another question I had is, I can send those photos in. If I I sent my subscription today in the mail to Intelligence Service and at that same post office box, will I receive the first issue, or are there enough left? You said you printed 2,000 initially.
Right. Did you make your check out to the Intelligence Service or to Veritas?
Veritas.
Okay, and you put that in the mail today?
Yeah.
Okay, we will have to get back here on that, or actually we'll have to check on that. It's really tight because the papers will be shipped out. It'll be close. But it just depends on when we receive the payments and when they're placed into the database for the mail outs.
Okay.
But it'll be close.
All right.
Okay. Next time, get in a little faster.
Okay. And thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night. The number again, folks, is 602-337-2524. Taking calls about the new newspaper, Veritas. That's V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S.
Okay, that's 602-337-2524.
If you have any questions regarding what type of sections in the newspaper, like we just forgot to mention that we're having a letters to the editor section, we...
Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I sent $50 in, but I addressed my check or made my check out to Annie. Is that okay?
When did you send it in?
This is about a month ago.
Did you leave a note regarding subscription to this newspaper?
I assume it was. I forget now. It's been about a month. I get a thing in the mail, and I always send everything addressed to Annie when I send a check.
Uh-huh.
I would hope Bill Cooper, this is Bill Cooper's program, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I would assume that he understood.
Okay, right now, from now on, or actually from a little while ago, a few days ago, everything that's made up, that needs to be made up to the paper, will have to go to Veritas or Veritas Publications. But if you sent it in a month ago, I believe that we took care of that.
Okay.
If not, you will receive a letter back in the mail describing what would have to be done, probably you writing out a new check and sending it back in. But if it's been a month ago and you haven't received anything back, I believe that was one of the ones that we took care of.
How do you spell your name? Does the name Veripas or whatever it is?
It's V as in Victor.
Uh-huh.
E-R-I-T-A-S. T as in Tom, A-S.
Okay, that's a very strange word. That's, you know, I've never heard that before.
Well, Veritas is Latin for the truth, and that's where the newspaper comes from.
Oh, okay. Bill Cooper is super.
Oh, yeah, he's super.
Oh, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. I wish I could have met him when he was here in Michigan. Well, I had to work, unfortunately, but oh, well. But anyway, I got the reports from people that met him, and he's a real good-hearted man.
Yes, he is.
People don't realize what he is, and I'm glad you guys are carrying on while he's gone.
He's a wonderful guy. I'm curious, when you talked with the people who met him, what was their first impression? What was the first thing they said about him?
A very kind-hearted. He is so kind-hearted. He does not even ride an airplane because he's afraid that other people might get hurt as a result. And he takes his family with him, Annie and Pooh. And it just, when I heard that, you know, when he just gets in a car to go across country to take, you know, to inform people, you know, when this friend of mine told me that, tears came to my eyes. That's how much he thinks of people. He really has a heart.
He really does.
Oh, my. I wish I could have met him. Okay, well, thanks, guys. And I'm looking forward to that paper. I'm sure it'll be coming in.
That'd be great. When you do us a favor, when you get that paper, read it over, show it to your friends, show it to everyone, photocopy it, spread the word, pass the paper around. This is something we wanted to make a point here, is that this is information that Bill and everyone at the Intelligence Service and the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, we can put this information, publish it, and it's in print and established and it's out there. Bill on his radio show with the shortwave and satellite, it's only on for an hour a night and it's gone as soon as he's done with it, unless for a few people who tape his show and pass out tapes. And there's not that many people who have shortwaves or satellites. This is something where we can start really making a big impact, and we're on level ground. We're on even ground with the establishment media now.
Well, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people that are waking up and they're buying shortwave radios.
That's wonderful.
That's good.
I've copied his tape on the militia that, you know, I purchased from him, and it's gone all over. Believe me, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, everywhere. And, you can't believe the response I'm getting. And they're telling me, Mike, thank you very much.
Oh, that's great. We need...
And I'm telling you, Bill Cooper and you guys, thank you very much for being there.
Oh, thank you for everyone like you. You're what makes it worth it.
God bless you, and I'm listening. Looks like a whole bunch of my other buddies.
Great.
Good night.
Have a good night. The number of folks for call-ins is 602-337-2524.
That's 602-337-2524.
We're really curious to find out from you people out there what's on your mind as far as this paper, how you're doing in your areas, how you can use this paper to benefit our cause and waking up the sheeple.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, how are you tonight?
Wonderful, how are you?
Great. Question for you, just going back to some of the shows I heard earlier, I was wondering if you guys would, A, talk about the dollar, if you have any further information on that, you know, the falling of the dollar. And obviously, Swiss America are the people to help out in this time of, let's call it, insecurity. And then I was wondering if you might address the end of last week, Mr. Cooper talking about Waco and playing the tapes and then stating that he had some militia people protecting the place. If you would just kind of back up and go over a little bit of that stuff for us.
Would really like to, but this hour, time is really short. And as you can see, half of our program is over. This time slot has been allotted to the paper only. Of course, the dollar, we can talk briefly about, as you can see, it's hitting its all-time lows. Paper money is paper money. It's just paper. It's actually not even money, which is, like you said, Swiss America trading and precious metals. This emphasizes the importance of them and the oncoming, upcoming
economic collapse. Pretty soon, of course, you're going to realize that the dollar will become worthless, so you can make up your own mind about that.
Well, I've already decided that for myself and have been collecting for the last 2 years, and I think, I don't know if people say thank God for Bill Cooper because he's such a patriot or thank God because he woke some of us up financially, but he was the first one to get me seriously on the track to acquiring precious metals. And I've passed it through my family and on to my friends around the country and has sent them, actually Swiss America sent me literature and I've made copies of that and sent it around to friends and we talk about it and we eventually come up with the same idea and we've all gone into the precious metals bid because we really...
Do you listen to Bill's shortwave show or do you listen to it on satellite?
No, I'm catching it on 5065 shortwave down here in Southwest Florida.
Great. Do you make copies of his tapes?
I do sometimes just because some friends of mine can't get him on shortwave.
Okay. Are you a subscriber to Veritas yet?
No, I'm not. I would like to be.
Okay. Will we be receiving your subscription soon, or are you looking for information on how to get subscriptions?
Some more information on how to get the subscription would be great, and maybe this is a great time to do that. Maybe I should just hang up and let you do that, eh?
Okay.
Dave,
thank you for your time.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing out there, and there's only a few patriots out there with their heads out of the sand yet. There's so many more people we got to help and get their heads out of the sand, and maybe this would be the way.
That's right.
Well, thanks so much. I really look up to you guys and keep up the good work and God bless you and long live the Republic.
Thank you.
You very much.
Good night.
Good night. Folks, for subscriptions to Veritas,
please send your check or money order issued to Veritas or Veritas Publication, P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936.
Once again, that's Veritas. V-E-R-I-T-A-S Publications, Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And the subscription is $50 for 24 issues. That's $50 for 24 issues.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I was calling about your newspaper. I have a question. Is there any way to get a single copy just to see what the paper is like to see and decide if I would want to get a whole subscription?
Right now it's only sold through subscriptions.
All right.
We will be having single copies being distributed by distributors who will be reselling the papers, but there is a those are for people who will be buying bulk amounts of the paper for distribution. We just can't handle the volume if everyone sent in, you know, $3 at a time, $3.50 at a time, and process the checks and do the paperwork and do the single copies sent out, and we do the mail outs all at one time when the issue comes out. We just couldn't do that if everyone sent in for one copy at a time.
Okay, great. Thanks. One more question. Do you think you're going to be better than the Spotlight?
Definitely. Definitely.
Wait until you better subscribe and see this paper. It blows away the Spotlight. Right out of the water already.
Remember, we're a full-size newspaper. The Spotlight is not.
The Spotlight is nothing but a little tabloid. This is a full-size newspaper. You've got the information from the Intelligence Service, compiled from the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, William Cooper, among with a lot of other people. This is something that's not biased. It's not racist. We're not out just to make money. We're out here for a purpose. This paper wouldn't even be in existence if it wasn't for the purpose of spreading truth and information to the public and trying to wake up the sheeple and save this republic.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, this is just a reminder, this hour of this time slot of the Hour of the Time has been allocated to Veritas and the newspaper. Anyone who's calling in, please stick to the subject of Veritas. We don't have that much time to talk about the paper, so please keep that in mind when you call in. If you've noticed, the dollar has fallen to all-time lows. Against every other currency, basically, in the world. Precious metals, again, have popped up as being one of the things that you've got to invest in, otherwise you're going to be up the creek.
Precious metals will increase in value, and you're going to find out that they're the most stable investment to have. If you invest in your paper money, you will soon find out that it'll be worthless, and you will not be able to buy much.
I don't know how many people out there know this or not, but in the late 1920s, early 1930s in Germany, their currency took a dump like you wouldn't believe. They experienced hyperinflation. I remember seeing a little chart somewhere about the figures were something like 300 or 600 German marks to buy one gold coin in the late 1920s. By the end of the hyperinflation, by the early 1930s, it was something like a couple trillion German marks to buy this one single gold coin. The paper money was so worthless that people were burning it in their fireplaces to keep warm, and burning it to cook food is how worthless the paper money was after hyperinflation.
What happens is the government gets into so much debt, and their only way out of this debt is to print more and more paper money. And so the value of that paper money decreases rapidly. And again, if you invest in this paper money, it'll become worthless.
Gold, silver, platinum, all the precious metals have been the only thing throughout history that has ever stood the test of time. These are the only things that are real money. In the Constitution, you can see in Article 1, Section 8, talking about what money and what a dollar is.
A dollar is a specified measure of gold or silver. This is real, legal money.
Right. Gold and silver coin is the only lawful, constitutional, abiding money. This paper stuff is fiat. It's phony. This is not real money. It will only get you in trouble if you hold on to it too long.
It's going to take you more of this money to buy other things.
That's right. Again, we'll be taking calls at 602-337-2524. Folks, you've got to get yourself some precious metals, gold and silver coin. One of the best places you can get this is Swiss America Trading Incorporated.
And their phone number is 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646.
Or 1-800-BUY-COIN. Buy coin. 1-800-289-2646. For Swiss America Trading, give them a call. You can ask for Gene Miller. He's a great guy. He'll give you lots of information if you have any questions on precious metals, on money and the economy. They also have a newsletter that comes out and has very, very good information on finance. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Give them a call. Ask all the questions. Pump them from the information. We really thank them for being the sponsors of the Hour of the Time. Without their help, the Hour of the Time and our newspaper, to tell you the truth,
wouldn't be possible at all.
We really want to thank them, Craig Smith, especially the president of Swiss America Trading. They're just great guys. Craig Smith also doing the financial column in the Veritas newspaper. So you're going to be getting real information. You're not going to get any phony information about the economy and the finance situation of America and of the world. This newspaper, like we said, we've got some people behind this newspaper who aren't just nobodies. I mean, these people are experts in their fields. You're going to get the best information. It's going to be disseminated and organized and put into your hands when you subscribe to the Veritas newspaper.
So give him a call. He'll give you the best portfolio for your budget. That's 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, the first time I heard your program, this is only the second time I've been able to hear it because my, you know, the shortwave feeds in and out. How much do you get into the UFO phenomenon? The first one I heard of your show was about how NASA lied for all that time. And when I went and found out from that, it unloaded a whole lot of stuff on me.
Okay. What I would recommend is that there was a whole series done on UFOs and of Area 51 and aliens and everything like that. William Cooper also wrote a book called Behold a Pale Horse. By William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse, and he addresses that issue very well in there. What you need to do then is listen to this show as much as possible. You need to maybe subscribe to our newspaper, which will cover subjects that may enter into those fields. Do your research. Don't take anything that we say for granted, but we can't go into that right now on this show. It's dedicated to our newspaper. And
okay, I was wanting to find out if you were saying stuff like that in the paper that, you know, to keep up to date on what's going on.
Oh, of course, anything that comes where the government and the world governments come together trying to create a new world order using an alien threat or an outward threat to the foreign governments, creating the United Nations, anything like that. Of course, that's all part of the big picture, and that will be covered.
Okay, cool. I don't need to say any more of that.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. Have a good night.
All right.
Again, that's
1-800-289-2562. 24, I'm sorry.
For Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. For Swiss America Trading, sorry about that, folks.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes. Is your paper, are you doing this like a desktop publishing?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to have all the newspapers stored on computer disk, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so sometime in the future, you're going to be able to maybe reprint back issues for sale?
No. These are going to be collector's items.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to be doing any reprinting. What we have in store is that's it. And anyone who has their hands on these copies, it will become a collector's issue, especially right now when we're in our ground floor times of the paper and of the company. We're with the limited circulation runs right now of initially 2,000. But we will be, the subscription circulation will be jumping up tremendously after this first issue is out, as you know, when people show this around.
Right.
And a lot of people who have been waiting to see what this paper is going to be.
So don't miss this first issue. If you see a distributor selling this first issue, make sure you buy it so you can show it to your friends.
Well, I've already sent my subscription in about 4 or 6 weeks ago and already got a letter back from you guys.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
It was in the database because I sent the check to Annie.
Great.
And but I was just curious if you were doing it on computers.
Yeah, no typewriters anymore.
In the future to other people, the back issues that you might consider that might be worthwhile financially even.
It might, but right now we don't plan on doing any reprintings. Once we print a batch, that's going to be it. We don't plan on going back to and getting another print done, another run.
I hope my copy arrives in great shape then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call. Once again, folks, the number is
602-337-2524.
If you have any questions on submitting articles, format, letters to the editor, go ahead and ask us, give us a call. You can also call us when we're off the air during normal business hours of 9 to 6. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. My schedule's even got myself confused. You're on the air.
Yeah, you can have an email address for the paper.
Yes.
Besides those AOL accounts.
We will have one under Veritas AOL.
Excellent.
And that'll be printed in the paper.
Okay.
I don't have it right in front of me, but it will be on America Online.
Yeah, I'm psyched. I've been waiting to see a paper come out from Bill since, I don't know, last summer when he started talking about it. So I'm really excited to get the first issue.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it, and we didn't realize as much until we actually got here, how busy he is. He is a tremendous individual. This man can sit down and work and work and work and work and outlast you forever. When he sets his mind on something, he doesn't stop. This man is tremendously busy. He's running an organization that, I mean, you just wouldn't believe how busy he is. We didn't know it until, when he says he works all the time, it's the truth, okay? It's the truth. He is always working.
Well, I can imagine there's a lot of people to keep track of, and things are sending back and forth and whatnot, so it gets incredibly busy. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the first issue coming out, and good luck.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Again, folks, my name is Bart.
And I'm Mike.
And we're here to take your calls.
The number again is 602-337-2524.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I subscribed last Thursday, and I was wondering if it was in time to get the first issue. I mailed out my subscription last Thursday.
Have you received a subscription verification letter from us?
Not yet, but this is only Monday, and you probably didn't get it. I'm in Michigan, so you probably didn't get it till Saturday.
Okay. That should be able to be make it into the database if you sent it Thursday.
Okay.
Anything that we get actually into the database probably by tomorrow will be able to make it onto the mailing.
Okay, I thought you should have it then.
Right.
Another question. I read an article for a paper with a circulation of about 100,000. Is it possible to reprint anything that I find in the paper? Do I have to get permission?
Are you talking about something from our paper reprinted into your paper?
Yes, using information from Veritas in my article that I write.
Okay, that's something that we would have to discuss on an individual basis. You would probably have to give us a call, and we'd also have to read the article or know which article you want to print. Obviously, there'd probably be no editing whatsoever done to the articles. Proper credit must be done, must be given, and we'll probably have to work on that on an individual basis.
Now, what I'm referring to, using your information in the article I now write for the Southern newspaper.
Okay.
You're talking about, like, facts or quoting?
Right. See, I write for a veterans organization.
Uh-huh.
We have a monthly paper that goes out, and I've been researching everything as I go along, trying to find, and it's really difficult a lot of times to get my facts and be able to back them up. I have gotten stuff from Bill Cooper, which has helped me.
You know, what you can do is you can read our column, and we're going to cite the source, and you can check that source and write a column based on that source.
Right. So I wouldn't have to contact you for permission to use it then.
No, as long as it is done in obviously a fair manner, unbiased,
right.
You cite your source, give proper credit, and don't alter anything.
Right.
And of course, I would suggest you don't print anything that we write unless you check it yourself.
Right. That's my problem is finding the sources. One source that I've been trying to find, and I've tried all over in Michigan to find the Code of Federal Regulations for 1926, and it's been very difficult. Libraries I go to, they don't go back that far, or they say you need different information, and it deals with the gold fringe on the flag, and that it actually amounts to admiralty law wherever that is in place.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just think that the gold fringe embellishes the flag to make it look good. That isn't that's what everybody believes, but those aren't the facts.
Nope.
Right.
And I'm trying to get my source, this 260-10,
uh-huh.
And it's on page 4 and 5, but I can't find the book. So I'm thinking maybe that I could be able to find stuff in your article, in your newspaper, that could clarify some of these things as they come up.
Yeah, well, it looks like as far as this subject is concerned, you already know where it is. You just need to find it and
yeah.
prove it yourself. Anything, any other topics not related to this, where we will be citing sources and documenting everything that we print and proving everything we print, no problem as far as using us as references, as long as everything is done properly and in accordance.
Would you be interested in... if I do locate some of these different things in having those sources, knowing where they are for some of these items that I've been researching?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure, that'd
okay. Yeah, I can drop them in a letter to you.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. I won't take any more of your time then. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Once again, folks, my name is Bart.
And I'm Mike.
And we're here to take your calls on the Veritas newspaper.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I had a question. I sent in for my prescription about the middle of last week. About how long would it take for me to receive it?
Where are you located?
I'm in South Carolina.
And do you know what day you sent it in?
Last Wednesday I mailed it.
Okay, we should either received that or probably get it tomorrow morning. We send out response letters confirming
your subscription
and your payments and that you will be receiving your subscription. If you sent it in the middle of last week, there should be no problem you receiving the first issue.
Okay. And also, is it possible to get two copies, or how much extra would it cost? You said it would cost $50 just to get one extra copy, you know, just send two of them to the same address?
If you wanted two subscriptions, yes, it's $50 per subscription.
Okay.
And
so, like, I've heard some information on this bankruptcy that was declared in 1933.
Uh-huh.
They declared a bankruptcy. Do y'all have any information on that coming out in the Veritas soon that, you know, I can quote?
There's going to be some in the initial article. You'll read some from there, and you can use that as a springboard to go and do some more research on your own. Of course, finance and banking and bankruptcy is all a major part of breaking down of our sovereignty in the New World Order.
Also, I'm an originator for the state of South Carolina for the Constitution Party, and can I reproduce, like, make a copy off of my Veritas and, like, give them away at my Constitution Party?
Sure, you're welcome to.
We actually encourage that to help disseminate information.
Information out.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call you. I'm going to confirm my date with William when I have my meeting in South Carolina in early April.
Great. When you disseminate the information, just make sure that people know where they got it from, and if they want to subscribe and get this newspaper so they can continue to do the same thing, that's afforded to them, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The number again is 602-337-2524. If you have any...
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling about your publication to find out if you can subscribe to it by phone tomorrow morning or whether that's too late to receive the first issue.
Well, we prefer check or money order. And
okay, so no credit cards.
No, sorry.
Okay. Okay, all right. I just wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Again, that's 602-337-2562.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Ed from California calling. I have a question about the newspaper. It sounds very exciting, and of course I've been listening to Bill for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
How about copyright? If I see an article in the newspaper that I'd like to republish in a local newspaper, hometown newspaper, how are you going to work that?
Okay, some of the articles are copyrighted by the authors.
Uh-huh.
Others are from the newspaper Veritas.
Okay. So in other words, if I have any questions, I could call you
yes.
at the paper there and say, I'd like to publish this article in my hometown newspaper, and would it be okay?
Yes, you'd have to contact us.
Get a written permission or by phone?
By phone.
Well, yeah, initially you need to call us and we'll discuss it. We need to talk to the author of the article.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to handle that on an individual basis. I can't give out a blanket answer for that right now.
Okay, because there's a lot of things that Bill has put out. I'm sure it's going to be in a newspaper, and it'd be great to put it in the hometown newspapers, too, because not everybody's going to get the newspaper. Of course, I will push it, but I think the little hometown newspapers would be a great source for this, too. I've been urging everybody to listen to shortwave also, but, you know, that doesn't come about all the time.
Also remember that we do cite our sources, so you may want to look at these sources and do an article based on those sources.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea, too. All right. Thank you very much.
Great. Take advantage of the subscription referral program, since you'll be pushing the newspaper. We encourage everyone, you know, this is a capitalist nation, and we believe in capitalism. And
that's right.
Making money, as long as you're providing a service or doing something of value, there's nothing wrong with that.
And you're not hurting anybody.
That's
correct.
That's right.
Thank you for your call.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, folks, it's been great talking to you. We appreciated all the calls.
We hope we've answered any questions you've had regarding subscription, advertisement spaces, classified ads.
Right. Don't forget, anyone who's interested in advertising, please contact us. We can be reached by mail at Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Address those to the editors of Veritas Newspaper, V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S. We will be furnishing information on display advertising, classified advertising, distributorships, and subscriptions. Also, anyone who wants to submit articles or write columns, please feel free to contact us, write us, call us. All right, folks.
Hey, folks, it's that time of the broadcast.
And have a good night.
Thank you. Out of